This is the DallasCowboys.com Draft Show. Your war room for insider news and draft analysis from deep within the confines of Cowboys headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
The Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Smith.
And now, your host, Kyle Yeomans.
Today is Thursday, March 23rd, as we are 35 days away from the NFL draft in Kansas City. We are a month away this week
from
the draft.
You ain't nothing.
I'm just saying, we're a month away. And you know what that means? It's time to do some mock drafting. We're going to put a full 31 pick, first round draft together. Thank you, Miami, for that one. And we're going to do that over the next hour here on the Draft Show presented by Miller Lite. As always, we've got Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Aisha Morrison. No Bobby Belt today, unfortunately. He's still got morning show duties. We did have to go a little bit earlier today, but we are ready to roll. Got our coffee in, and we are excited to get drafting. Everybody, how we doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Are you taking notes over there?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go. Getting ready to roll.
You got your general manager hat on?
I'm going to throw some curveballs at you today.
Is this supposed to be fast?
No, we can talk about it.
We just got to make sure that
we got to get all the picks. You got to get them all in. At least you got to get to 26.
We got to get to 26.
You got to get to 26 or this is not going to be a good show.
No.
Okay. I ain't going to waste y'all time.
So, yeah, that's a good idea. So, we have this divided up, and we have it. Basically, I drew names out of a hat, and it happened to be in order. So, it was a clockwise order, and it just worked out that way. We had Bobby with the first overall pick, and unfortunately, he's not here. So, we're going to divide his picks up.
Oh, Jesus.
So, we'll split it into fives, I guess. I mean, every four picks, we'll have somebody else take the selection. We're going to give Aisha Morrison the number one overall pick. Your first ever Draft Show mock draft selection. Who do you take with the Carolina Panthers, number one overall?
Oh. Barnacles.
You got some quarterbacks on the board.
I feel like the obvious answer is the guy that they seem very fond of right now, and that's Anthony Richardson from Florida.
Ooh.
I love it.
You're going to take him first overall?
I don't know if it's going to be correct to everybody else, but they seem, from me scrambling and creeping on them, they seem interested in him.
Okay.
I agree. I think that might be the quarterback that they're going to end up with.
Okay.
You think so? You don't even think they might take, another guy?
I think Stroud is a consideration here.
Yes, I was going to say.
The fact of the contingency that they sent, but they're going to send the same contingency to Bryce Young, and they're probably going to do the same thing for Richardson. They're going to do it for all these quarterbacks. Mm. It just depends on, it's funny you mentioned that. Which McCown is a quarterback coach?
Josh
McCown. And Josh McCown was like he figured out that C.J. Stroud is a basketball player or likes to hoop it up a little bit. And like when they were meeting, he walked up to him and said, "When we get to Carolina, I got a court we can go play on."
When you're in Charlotte, people are running with that one.
So people are running that. That was one of those times when you kind of caught the live mic. But yeah, I totally understand what you're talking about. It could be any one of these. Like I say, you have rooms that are, you have four players coming out from Carolina talking about, "Hey, they're going to take a quarterback here. It might not be the one that everybody likes."
Thomas Davis, one of their best players in the history of the franchise, the former linebacker, saying he thinks it's going to be Anthony Richardson. I think it's Richardson or Stroud. I think that meets the size profile that Frank Reich looks for in a quarterback. But I think you're onto something. If I had to bet, I'd think Anthony Richardson is their guy.
Wow.
You're not nervous, though? Like, well, devil's advocate for the Panthers, with what happened with Cam, essentially, and the type of injuries he dealt with, the upper body stuff, just having to work through his mechanics because he was so much of an athlete. Do you think that they want to do – I mean, I already picked the guy, but I'm just saying, do you think they want to go through it again?
That's a good point because that's a popular comparison between Anthony Richardson and Cam Newton. I'm writing the draft magazine right now, and that was my comp, Cam Newton.
I think if you were to ask that fan base, you get an MVP and a Super Bowl appearance, they'll run that back.
Take it, no doubt. All right, okay, so the first pick, Anthony Richardson. Already a curveball. I thought it was C.J. Stroud.
It is a curveball.
I like it.
Brian, you're up with the Texans on two.
Yeah, the Houston Texans select Bryce Young, quarterback from Alabama, is who the Houston Texans select. I think that when you start to talk about you know, the Texans need to, Nick Cesario, the general manager down there, they need to figure out that spot. They need the most, the guy that's the battle-tested, ready to play right now. Young is clearly poised. He's accurate. He's got mobility. He's a leader. Bryce Young would be a very good selection, I believe, for the Houston Texans.
Size doesn't worry you?
It's not going to work. I'm just picking for the Houston Texans.
Okay.
They're going to look at him and say there is, you know, he has the least amount of holes in him as a quarterback in this draft, I think, only with the size. That's the height. And I think that's the only issue they're dealing with right now.
So a pair of quarterbacks off the board. C.J. Stroud still sticking around here at 3, where the Cardinals are on the clock, and that is Aisha again.
Okay.
Who you got?
So the Cardinals, obviously, they lost J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
And even with bringing him in when they did, they were looking for edge play. So I think they go with Will Anderson from Alabama.
Good pick.
To go ahead and shore that up. They also have, you know, some new things going on the defensive side of the ball there. So I feel like they got Kazir White they brought in. Like they have some guys they're trying to put around in that defense. So, yeah, he might be the cherry on top.
I'll tell you what. I did a thing where I looked at, like, mock drafts. 93% of the mock drafts have Will Anderson at this pick.
Yeah.
Wow.
That people believe. And this is from all around the nation, you know, all the guys and gals that do these mock drafts. So I think Will Anderson's an excellent pick there. That edge is the number one need for the
Absolutely.
Arizona Cardinals.
That's number one need, you get the number one edge, take the pick and run with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this feels like, and this is, we'll go back and forth about it, but like, this is a huge draft, it feels like, for the Cardinals. They're trying to kind of turn the tide, it feels like, with the character of their locker mm-hmm. room. And it sounds like all the character witnesses for Will Anderson say really good things about him. So it would be a good way to kind of start for what they're trying to do, it sounds like, from the management.
I think he's
side.
A safe pick, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Will Anderson, when you look at just the overall skill, the talent, I think he's a guy that is going to be, at worst, maybe he's not an all-pro type of player, which you're hoping for there, but I think he's going to be a starter and be very good for probably a decade plus. He's a cornerstone type of player.
All right, so you're in the Indianapolis war room. Are y'all doing cartwheels right now?
We're thrilled here because we got C.J. Stroud and Will Levis. So
both
which
available.
One do we prefer? And in this scenario, I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud here for the Indianapolis Colts, and it could easily be Will Levis, but I think Stroud's a guy that is really building momentum as this process has gone along. I think he played his best game in his final collegiate performance against Georgia, showed some mobility. I think Shane Steichen, the new head coach there, is going to like that with what he was able to do with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia last year. I think the Colts are thrilled to get C.J. Stroud here at number 4.
Good pick overall.
Yeah.
And maybe the top quarterback, depending on who you talk to. That
Absolutely.
Might be their top quarterback. That's a huge pick. All right, with the Seahawks at number 5 via Denver, they've got a lot of needs. They could use some defensive line help. They could use some help at the cornerback position. They have some young corners. They got probably the steal of the draft last year with Tyreek Woolen out of UTSA. He turns into being a big-time rookie prospect. I think I'm going to go with the defensive line here, and I'm going to take the interior monster, Mr. Jalen Carter, out of Georgia. And yes, there are some of the off-the-field concerns based off of what happened in Indy, or I guess while we were in Indy because of the car accident and all that, but I still think he's that good of a player. I think he's still going to go this high, and I'm drafting for the Seattle Seahawks. He's the best player on my board, and he fits a need for Seattle, so I'm making the pick. Jalen Carter, 5th overall to the Seahawks out of Georgia. All right, Bobby's next pick is going to go defaulting to Zach. Zach has the Lions on the clock at 6th overall.
Interesting. We need a corner. We need a defensive lineman. This is a juicy pick here. Now, where would the Lions go? I think they're going to look at corner, and you could also go with Tyree Wilson, who's sitting there out of Texas Tech. He's a very intriguing player for me.
Pair him up with Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. You have those two bookend defensive ends there, but I do think they've got a need at corner, and they're going to need to slow down Justin Jefferson within their own division. Who do they think is the best in the draft? Personally, I have Joey Porter Jr., but I think they might rock with the athleticism of a Christian Gonzalez here out of Oregon. So I'm going to give them the Colony product here in the DFW, Christian Gonzalez, the corner out of Oregon.
Is this where we could see a cornerback run here, Brian? Because you're starting to see a number of teams that don't have those top-end prospects. Carter's off the board, Stroud, Anderson, Young, Richardson going all the way back to the number one pick. But now you've got Gonzalez here, Witherspoon, Porter Jr. Could you see a run of corners from 6 to maybe
the
10 or 12?
Yeah, but I think that, you know, you got to think about, you know, Vegas could surely use a corner. Atlanta could use a corner. I think they've got some other needs, so we might see the first one go, but it might be a little bit further down the board when you start to see Porters and others go.
Okay. Raiders are on the clock at 7 after Zach picked Christian Gonzalez.
I've got the Vegas
Las
Raiders.
Vegas Raiders.
I got
Brian.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
They might be thrilled here too.
Yeah,
with a quarterback falling in their lap.
Absolutely, they might be thrilled with that. I'm going to say this about the Raiders. I'm going to go ahead and Anthony Richardson.
Is this your first curveball?
Yeah, this
because
is
it's the Raiders.
You never know.
You know what? I do think that they really do with the signing of Jimmy Garoppolo and stuff like that. I feel they're okay with that. I think they're going to need some positions here. I'm going to take that's hard to go away from him like that. I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I'm going to take the Raiders. You mentioned about the run. I'm going to go ahead and pick a cornerback for him here. Mm. I'm going to take Joey Porter here from Penn State.
Mm.
I'm going to pass on the quarterback, and they probably feel like they can get that quarterback a little bit later. But I'm going to pass on him and take Joey Porter, the cornerback from Penn State.
That's a good pick overall. Where is he on your board, Zach, in terms of corners?
He's my number one.
He's my number one corner.
Yeah, I think
mine
Joey Porter. Yeah, I think Porter's got the best football ahead of him out of this group. I mean, look, he's got the bloodlines, which we've seen really be something that, hey, you can't overreact to. I mean, you look at J.C. Horn that's come into the league and had success. Joe Horn's his dad. Patrick Surtain with the Broncos, he's now one of the best corners in football. But I think he's a guy that he can break on the football. I liked him a lot when I watched him against Purdue. He was making plays on the ball. He can blitz off the edge, can get off blocks in the run game. He's a big physical press corner, has good closing speed, can play off the football. I think Joey Porter Jr. is a guy that I loved watching him at Penn State. He was the first corner I looked at and was like, this is a complete player. I think you can nitpick other things with a Gonzalez or a Devin Witherspoon, some of the other top guys. But Porter Jr., I think he's a really good player.
I think they'll like his toughness. I think that's the number one thing about Porter, that they'll appreciate the fact that he's willing to tackle, he's willing to play a physical side of that game and get the job done that way.
All right, 8th overall, the Falcons are on the clock, and that is Aisha Morrison.
That's me. Yeah, that's me. All right, so they have the Falcons, they have the second most cap space in the league, and they are showing it because they are adding people like crazy. They got Jesse Bates on the defensive side of the ball, Mac Hollins as a receiver. They've just been adding guys, Mike Hughes as a corner. Mm-hmm. So you actually took the guy that it sounds like they're most interested in Christian Gonzalez and corner. It sounds like creeping on them. They like him quite a bit. But I do think they are also in the business of trying to get a receiver. So I am.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, because I think the board changed, right?
Right.
I would assume it would change a little bit since you took their one of their dues. So let's go. Can the first receiver go off the board this year?
Absolutely,
okay,
it can.
Whatever you want it to be.
I think they're lacking a vertical threat right now in Atlanta, it sounds like. So maybe you go with – I'm going to do Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee.
Oh!
Okay.
It's going to tick everyone off.
Wow. Top 10, Jalin Hyatt. How about that? Mm. First receiver off the board. That's what draft is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You never know who these guys like. You never know what these teams want, but Jalin Hyatt is, if you wanted a vertical threat.
Yeah, I was creeping on.
He's your guy.
Yeah, I was listening to some of their media folks and just kind of catching up with their Twitter machine and stuff, and it looks like they really are, that's what something they're lacking. And they brought in Taylor Heinicke for this next couple of years. I'm sure they're going to be trying to put some more weapons around them. You got a decent tight end group. You know they like to run the ball. I think they were like third in rushing last year. Mm-hmm. They definitely need more on their receiving side of the ball.
Wow, that's a huge curveball. I love it. I love it. All right, the Bears at pick number 9. This was the pick they got in return for that first overall pick trade. Zach, you're on the clock.
for me, if I'm Chicago, I'm doing everything I can to just build around Justin Fields here. And you've got a hell of a player in Tyree Wilson that I like a lot, that they could go with. But I think you need to build along that offensive line. I like the versatility here of a pick like Peter Skoronski, who plays kind of in their backyard there at Northwestern. You can play him at guard. He might still be able to play tackle. I think that he has that versatility. I think that'd be a good safe pick for the Bears as they continue to build around Justin Fields.
So is that the selection?
Yeah, we're going to go with Peter Skoronski out of Northwestern.
I like that pick a lot.
And that's a good pick.
I like the pick for the Bears. You know who I don't like it for? I don't like it for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
You know why? Why
is that?
Guess who's coming up next?
Oh, the Eagles.
At number 10. The Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. I am representing the Eagles in this scenario, and I'm going to take the best player that's still available on the board, and that's the edge rusher, Tyree Wilson, out of Texas Tech. And he's going to be getting after Dak Prescott.
That's annoying.
He's going to be getting after this offensive line for years to come. So I'm going to pick Tyree Wilson, 10th overall, to the Eagles, as much as I absolutely hate that. That's the right pick for them to make here. And, so we'll move on from there. Next pick goes to Brian. He's the Tennessee Titans filling in for Bobby. Brian, you are on the clock. Two straight for Mr. Brian.
Yeah, two straight here for the Tennessee Titans. Are, you know, they definitely need offensive line help. They're looking at receivers. They can use interior help as well. The Tennessee Titans are going to take offensive tackle Paris Johnson Jr. from Ohio State.
Love that.
Probably the one of the best tackles on the board right there. So, yeah, they could have gone a couple of different ways. With the thought about the wide receiver there, I mean, with Jaxon Smith-Njigba at that point made some sense. I kind of feel like that they're looking for offensive line help. So Tennessee Titans going to take Paris Johnson Jr. From Ohio State there.
Short. Any consideration for Will Levis?
That's kind of what I was about to ask. These wide receivers and Will Levis are falling a little bit here.
I think there was absolute consideration, but I feel like you need to fix this offensive line stuff first. Mm. So that's why I went with the tackle at that
spot.
Do you
stay away from it? I know he slipped last year in the draft, but they did pick Malik Willis and they did give him a shot. It did not go well. But do you think could that provide a little bit of hesitation in order to go and get a quarterback in Tennessee?
Yeah, it definitely could. Now, they got to see him play last year. I thought Willis was a guy that was really raw, super talented player, and he didn't look very good. But it could be one of those where, hey, they seem like they're committed to Ryan Tannehill still, and you can keep developing Willis. So in this situation, I think Johnson's the best offensive tackle in the draft, super athletic. So I understand going ahead and adding a cornerstone piece there on the left side.
The Houston Texans with the next pick, that's me, right?
Yep.
Still? They're going to go wide receiver here. This is where Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to come off the board. He's kind of we're in that range right now where I think he could potentially start to be considered. So somewhere between 12, 13, 14, somewhere right around there, if you look at how you would stack these guys.
Okay.
Match him up with Bryce Young right there. You give a weapon. I think the Texans have hit a home run here in this first round with the first two picks that they made. So Jaxon Smith-Njigba, wide receiver, Ohio State, to the Houston Texans at 12.
Yeah, how about that pairing? Because it's going to be Bryce Young throwing the ball to Jaxon Smith-Njigba for years for that Houston team. I think you're doing backflips in Houston if you're able to make that happen.
Get the best receiver in the draft there at 12.
Yep.
All right, Aisha is back on the clock. She has the New York Jets at pick number 13. Bunch of ways the Jets could go. Of course, they're their draft board might change quite a bit by the time that the actual draft comes around because they don't know what's happening at their quarterback spot.
Yeah, I do know that once they do get a quarterback figured out, though, offensively, who do they have over there? Is DJ Moore there?
No.
Just traded him yesterday.
Jesus.
Well, they traded
Moore. Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
But.
Well, because I was trying to, first of all, this is for real, y'all. I had the Giants. I did the Giants. I did the Giants. Because I had New York.
I got you.
I did the Giants. So. No.
Was it a mistype?
Totally fine. No, that's on me.
I might have mistyped it.
No, I'm trying to figure out what they need right now.
Okay, offensive tackle, safety, interior offensive line, linebacker, wide receiver, quarterback, defensive line. I mean, it's
they need everything.
Pretty significant.
Well, I know on the offensive side of the ball, they were looking to improve, because on the defense, they have guys over there. It seems like they could build upon that, but it might be more emphasis on the offensive side of the ball. So
I would agree with that.
Let me see.
They've got some guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of who I would feel like maybe a linebacker would go there.
Do you like a linebacker that high at 12 or at 13?
No, actually, I don't. Yeah. Oh, saying it out loud scared me.
Yeah no, there's not a. I don't think there's a linebacker that deserves to go that high either.
What about a tight end?
You could go tight end.
That would be high, but it would be a good pick because I like these tight ends a lot. But 13 is high for a tight end for the most part.
Jeez, muffins. I don't feel like I'm prepared to answer that.
Here's some names. Here's some names that are still available. Quentin Johnston, TCU wide receiver. Broderick Jones, offensive tackle. Brian Branch, the safety out of Alabama. Jordan Addison, wide receiver from USC. They're all available. They're definitely within the scope of needs. If you wanted an edge rusher, Miles Murphy is still there. Lucas Van Ness from Iowa is still there. I'm looking at some of these other names.
Jordan Addison is a guy that, to a lot of people, is wide receiver number one, right?
Yeah, some people, for sure.
Yeah, so let me go with Jordan Addison.
Okay.
For the Jets.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I were in this selection, if I were to have the same selection you just did, that would have been my pick. So I like that a lot.
They've gone ahead and remade that receiver room.
Yeah.
You know, you got Garrett Wilson, Jordan Addison, Alan Lazard. I think if they get a certain former Packer quarterback, or current one, I should say.
Brett Favre is... Oh, because sorry.
No, it's important to actually add that we have
former. Mama gave me eight of them flapjacks. Mama gave me five of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. But, yeah, Rodgers would be happy.
What are y'all singing?
Oh, Brett Favre, NFL Films.
Yep.
He had a little ode to Keith Jackson.
Wow.
And so that's something that anytime Favre's name is mentioned, at least on the G-Bag Nation, it's a running bit from when I used to do the night show. I got to do that for
Thanks
us.
Thanks, y'all, phenomenal. For helping me through that, because I prepare for something else.
Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. All right, Zach, you're on the clock. 14 overall to the Patriots.
I wonder if the Patriots would consider Will Levis here. There seems like there is a divide in that building with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. I'm not going to put him there. I also think they would consider Bijan Robinson here. They like taking running backs high. Bill Belichick is a wild card there. I don't think they're going to do that either. We've got a little bit of a run going here on receiver, but I'm not going to go wide receiver. A player that I think would be a Bill Belichick type of pick here.
I know what you're going to say.
I think I see it too.
Lucas Van Ness.
I knew you were going to do it.
I feel like, you know, that's a guy that he can have some fun with. He can move him around the defensive line, and I think that's a Patriot type of pick there.
You know what? Yeah.
I can see him being a Patriot, right?
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
All right, so Lucas Van Ness is off the board. Edge rusher from Iowa at 14. Ooh, that makes things tough. I was kind of wanting him to slip to Green Bay here because I'm on the clock with Green Bay at 15.
Dang, he was the second edge off the board?
Yeah, he was. Oh. Yes, he was. Oh, I'm going to take, they need tight end. They need a wide receiver again. They've got a good wide receiver sitting there still with Quentin Johnston out of TCU. They did pick one last year, but they picked one in the second
round. How funny would it be if they go wide receiver?
As soon as they get rid of Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love, it's like, all right, now it's time to start getting some receiver
help. Just eliminate that first-round wide receiver for the Packers. It's just not in their DNA.
You're right. Give me I'm going to go with Nolan Smith, edge rusher from Georgia.
Good pick.
I'm going to go with him there because they need some edge rush. They need some.
Over Miles Murphy there. That's interesting.
I know. Miles Murphy's a guy that's sliding.
He is sliding. I was looking at both of those names, but that's
who. But I can see that.
Back-to-back edges. Maybe back-to-back-to-back, but we'll have to answer that when we come back. The Commanders are on the clock at 16 overall. We'll continue with our first-round mock draft on the Draft Show right after this.
Hey, Cowboys fans. If you're looking for a full-time or part-time job, check out Liberty Tax, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. If you've got tax experience and want to help your community with their finances, you're the perfect candidate. No tax experience? We also offer in-person tax school courses locally. Liberty Tax has 79 locations across DFW and 2,300 offices nationwide. Learn more about our job opportunities at libertytax.com/hiring or call your local Liberty Tax office today.
Craving something flavorful? Replace that bloated burrito feeling with Smoothie King's new Power Meal Smoothies. With three delicious flavors like cinnamon banana, blueberry raspberry, and spinach pineapple, you can fill up on flavor, not calories. Each meal replacement smoothie is packed with 20 grams of protein, 7 grams of fiber, and 23 vitamins and minerals, all under 350 calories with 0 grams of added sugar. So next time you want something flavorful, swap fast food for a Power Meal Smoothie. Order today on the Smoothie King app. Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm Darren Woodson, former Dallas Cowboy player and Super Bowl champion. When I played in the NFL at a high level, I relied on my vision to see the field. As I started getting older, I noticed my vision wasn't as good, and I was getting frustrated from wearing my glasses all day. I went to Laser Care Eye Center, and Dr. G talked about all the options. Thanks to technology and Laser Care Eye Center, I can see near, far, and between. Don't fumble your vision any longer. Visit them at dfweyes.com and tell them Darren sent you. They got me back on my game.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a 3-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them Cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the Cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
This is the DallasCowboys.com Draft Show.
Tax season can be more stressful than a last-second Hail Mary with the game on the line. Overcome your taxiety today with Liberty Tax, a proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Book an appointment today at libertytax.com/cowboys. Welcome back into the Draft Show presented by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. It's Miller time. We're doing our first round mock draft. I'll give you a rundown of the first 15 picks. Anthony Richardson goes number 1 overall to the Panthers. Bryce Young, number 2. Will Anderson, 3. C.J. Stroud, 4. Jalen Carter, 5. Then the next 5, starting with the Lions at 6. Christian Gonzalez. Then Raiders take Joey Porter Jr. Big curveball at 8. Jalen Hyatt, wide receiver out of Tennessee, goes to the Falcons. Bears take Peter Skoronski, the offensive tackle, to help protect for Justin Fields. Tyree Wilson goes number 10 to the hated Philadelphia Eagles overall at number 10. Titans take Paris Johnson Jr., followed by Jackson Smith and Jigba to the Texans. Jordan Addison to the Titans. To the Jets. Lucas Van Ness to the Patriots. And then Nolan Smith, edge rusher from Georgia, to the Packers. The Washington Commanders are on the clock, and oh my goodness, look who's on the board for Washington.
Gotta be kidding me.
The quarterback, Will Levis from Kentucky, falls all the way down to pick number 16, and that is where they will run the card up in Kansas City and turn it in. Will Levis, they get their quarterback. Do you feel like that's a good fit, Brian?
No, absolutely. And this is it's something that happens if you ever follow what the Commanders do. They will sit – somehow, some way, players end up right in their spots. It's happened with defensive line with them. That's one of the reasons why all of a sudden they're taking like top 2-3 defensive tackles, and the tackle ends up down at 17, and you're like, damn, how do they do that? They just sit there and make it happen. So, you know, Will Levis is a guy, when you talk to people around the league, could be the slider. This could be the one guy that slides. And I had a decision to make about him with Vegas, and I felt like, you know, they'll probably like another quarterback, maybe a little bit better, grab a wide receiver, the corner there with Joey Porter. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's gone through some spots with me, like with Vegas, he went through Tennessee, and now here he is with the Commanders, and it makes a lot of sense for them to make that pick.
All right, so you're back up on the board, Brian. You've got 17 overall with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers need offensive line help. Broderick Jones, offensive tackle from Georgia, is going to be the selection here. He could play that left tackle spot. He's super athletic. You know, you can put him in run game stuff. He's going to get movement. He gets a good pass protector. So Broderick Jones is going to be my pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers at 17.
Aisha, that's one of your guys, right? You really like Broderick Jones.
No, that's Brian.
Not Brian?
That's Brian.
You don't like?
I like Broderick Jones.
Yeah, I do like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, he ain't my dude, though.
Okay, but what do you like about him?
I mean, his movement.
Yeah.
How well he gets to the second level. Yeah. I mean, he just has all the stuff to like put it frankly. And again, you know how I am about offensive line at this point. Are you athletic?
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's an athlete, clearly. So, yeah, he's going to be able to. I feel like, can you coach? That's how I feel. Like, with whatever team takes some of these guys, it's like, can you teach the technique side of things and then let them just be athletes? And that's just how I feel about it.
No, that makes sense. All right, so you're on the clock here with the Lions at 18.
The Lions.
Okay. The Detroit Lions.
All right, so they struggled defensively to stop the run last year at several points. To me, I would be trying to attack the middle of their defense. So maybe you go ahead with the Kalijah Kent.
Ooh,
that's a good pick.
That is a good pick.
I like that.
I think that's a good range for him to come off the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's a great fit for him, too, because he's got an edge rusher on one side, a young edge rusher in Aiden Hutchinson. You talk about the possibility of him kind of combining with him, Zach. I think that's a good fit.
I do, too. And I think along there, they've now made a couple of good picks. When you talk about, as you mentioned last year, with Hutchinson, and now you have Kalijah Kancey, who not only can play the run, but he can get pressure in the middle of that.
And they took their corner with Christian Gonzalez early.
That's two great picks for the Lions,
for
in my
Pittsburgh.
Opinion.
Mm-hmm. From Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. Hey, you got the school.
Beamer.
Very nice. All right,
Beamer.
There you go. All right. Zach's on the board with the Bucks at 19.
So I've seen the Bucks might have a liking to a certain corner, but there's a player here that has slid that on my board is too good to pass up.
Okay.
And that would be Miles Murphy. I think the consideration here, you have Murphy, you've got Devin Witherspoon, and then even Emmanuel Forbes is a guy that I've seen that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have an affinity for. But I don't think you can pass on Miles Murphy if he's here. And what made Tampa Bay so good was their pass rush. I don't think and everybody needs an edge, right?
Right.
They were able to bring back Dean at corner, so I don't think that's as glaring. I don't think you can pass up Miles Murphy if he's on the board this late.
It's the fourth edge rusher in the last six picks.
Now, this is a good draft for that, right? We talked about edge being one of one of the prime parts of this draft in particular.
I like it a lot. All right, Seattle is on the board at 20. The Seahawks pick is going to Aisha. Do you have anybody in mind? We do have somebody who knows the Seattle Seahawks general manager in the room.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and
he'd
probably
he won't tell me anything.
He'll take Bijan Robinson because he loves taking running backs.
He would have a hard time passing on Bijan Robinson.
I was going to say.
He does have Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, he's
I mean, they're pretty set there.
He's looking at edge. He's probably looking at defensive line here, and he might add a wide receiver. Might be something that he would think about. So if you got a tackle or an edge or a wide receiver that you have in mind, that might be the route you want to think about. He's one of those. He's not afraid to take small school guys too. You know, I mean, even though he came from a program that, you know, in Green Bay a long time ago, that was always about you better walk on water. You know, if you come through a small school guy, but man, he's got a couple of choices he can make here.
I'm trying to figure out what they did not do well last year. Seattle.
They did not.
Defensively, they were average.
Secondary was pretty good.
The secondary was good. They hit on a couple of good picks last year in the secondary with Brian out of Cincinnati and then our UT San Antonio guy who was absolutely awesome.
I mean, it might be blasphemous. However, there's a lot of comps of Zay Flowers to Ty Lockett, who's getting older.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I could see that. Man, that's...
So, let's go Zay Flowers.
Wow. I like it.
Makes a lot of sense. John would absolutely do something.
It's really the fact that Ty Lockett is like, he seems timeless in how he plays, but if you can get the next guy like him, and then obviously Geno is there for a little bit longer now, get him a guy that's really QB friendly. Yeah.
Okay. I like that a lot. I like it. All right, the Chargers on the clock after Miami forfeits the number 21 pick. It is Los Angeles on the board, and Brian has the Chargers selection.
Okay, the Chargers looking at wide receivers, they're looking at offensive tackles, they're looking at tight ends and defensive linemen here. I feel like this is where, and this is the determination whether you feel like which tight end is the best one. Mm. And I know on my board, Michael Mayer is that guy. On other boards, you will see it. It's the Utah guy. I'm going to gut it here and say that they like Michael Mayer as their tight end. I kind of feel like this is the range where people are starting to talk about maybe when the first tight end will go, 21, 22, 23, somewhere. Maybe in the first, even tight ends going down, everybody's talking about Dallas at 26 with tight ends. So I think we're in that range right now. I'm going to take Michael Mayer, tight end, Notre Dame. For the Los Angeles Chargers with pick 21.
Any truth to the fact that the Chargers were kind of interested in Dalton Schultz?
Well, just because of Kellen Moore being the OC there. Yeah.
So maybe you do get a similar guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A similar guy.
Yeah, maybe. Similar. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you think about some of the young quarterbacks in the game right now that are having a lot of success. What do they all have in common? They have good tight ends to kind of pair with them to go with. Look at.
Be a great pick for Herbert.
Yeah. I think it would help out Justin Herbert a whole lot, especially in the system that's run by fellow former Cowboy offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore. All right, the Ravens on the clock. Aisha, you better make a smart pick because the Baltimore Ravens always make a smart pick.
Smart pick. Yep.
Do they always?
It's a good drafting team. Drafting team.
We're going to look up just a precursor to what's going to happen on draft day and throughout draft weekend. We're going to look up and we'll be like, wow, that player's really good. Where did he just go?
And it's going to be the
Baltimore.
Ravens.
It's going to be the Baltimore.
Ravens do it all the time. Good drafted team. Wide receiver, cornerback, running back, edge. Kind of the directions that I think that they're looking here right now.
A player that just screams Raven to me that's still available here is Brian Branch.
Okay.
Versatile.
The safety from Alabama.
That's fair.
I just think that I could see them loving Brian Branch possibly if he's there on the board.
It's something that they're thinking about when you start to talk about, what's a quarterback situation? What's that going to be? They probably can't address that right there, but safety makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah.
What does J.K. Dobbins look like? What does his situation look like moving forward? Because there is a Bijan Robinson sitting there.
Yeah, I could see that. Dobbins is a guy that can't stay healthy. When he plays, he's really good. But they've had issues there overall. I could see them kicking the tires on Bijan here. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Which is going to be the team that says, you know what? We're pulling the trigger.
Maybe it is Baltimore with how much they like to run the ball.
Right, and they got some uncertainty at quarterback.
They always take the best player. They do. And on their board, when you start to talk about, he's the one to me that right now, if you look at it, he's probably got the least amount of holes. Branch, and you can talk about Branch, Deontay Banks. Mm-hmm. Yep. You talk about him, Cam Smith.
Witherspoon.
What
about Quentin Johnston out of TCU?
See, they need some wide receiver. But for whatever reason, they never address it.
No, you're right.
So, you're right. I think that'd be a great pick for them.
Yeah.
But the best player, I think, on all of our boards now would be Bijan, right?
It is Bijan.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be?
No, I think it would be him, but I just wonder, any other year, before, I think I would be they're going to go. They would go running back. But because of what's happening with Lamar and there being uncertainty, you don't know if they're going to be trying to maybe stray away from being such a run heavy, offense. So no, you mentioned Brian Branch. I was gonna go with the DB in general for them because I feel like that's a need for them.
It is cornerback. Cornerback is a definite need for them.
I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm gonna do it.
Some teams have Brian Branch playing corner.
Yeah,
including I believe the one across the way.
Yeah,
I think they look at him.
I have him as a corner.
Yeah.
Let's go with I'm gonna switch it up. Let's go with Deontay Banks.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
From Maryland.
Guy in their backyard.
I think he also has that attitude that a lot of the Ravens players kind of have on the defensive side of the ball. That gritty type of, So yeah.
Everybody that wants Bijan Robinson to come to Dallas takes a nice sigh of relief because he's still available with 3 picks till the Cowboys. Vikings are on the clock, and that means Zach Wilczek's on the clock.
I am going to do something a little crazy.
Do it.
Hendon Hooker, quarterback out of Tennessee.
Holy cow!
For
I've been reading the Vikings are quarterback hunting right now, and I've seen some stuff about Hendon Hooker going to the Vikings, and I don't think that that comes out of nowhere without there being a little bit of smoke.
Wow.
And if they can't move up to go get a quarterback, you've got Kirk Cousins in the final year of his deal. I think this will be the last year he's there. You can let Hooker develop. Be healthy. You get the fifth-year option on him. Vikings are going to do something a little wild here. I'm going to have them take the fifth quarterback that we've seen go in the first round.
Okay, and the Jaguars are going to take another Cowboys target, potentially. Dalton Kincaid is going off the board, and he's going to go help out that Jacksonville bunch at tight end. Giants are on the clock. Zach, I'm going to give you that pick from Bobby.
Okay. The Giants also probably could use a corner. And I think that the best one left right now for me would probably be Forbes. I think they go with the more physical player. And let's give them Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois.
I am surprised he lasted this
me
long.
Me too.
Yeah.
Who, Witherspoon?
Yeah.
But I do think there is some interest there in Forbes, though.
Yeah, I think there would be,
for
too.
The Giants,
yeah.
For the Giants.
I think they're surprised that Witherspoon got this far.
Same.
Yeah.
I think they're looking at this and they're saying, well, heck, we you know, with Forbes, they're probably thinking that Witherspoon is not going to get to them. And so that they're probably like, they're doing cartwheels in that war room right now.
Who'd you have going to Jacksonville?
I had Dalton Kincaid.
Dalton Kincaid.
Oh, yeah. God, what a good pick.
Who's their other tight end, though?
Jeez.
Who's their other tight end?
T-Law's going to love them. Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram has been balling out for them, too.
He played really well. Yeah. They could use a tight end.
Greedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Dalton Kincaid and Evan Ingram. You think about what Trevor Lawrence could do with that? That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be like the Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz kind of combo.
Gosh, that's juicy.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. We're going to answer who they're taking when we come back. Brian will have the official final say, but we turn into a war room with more of the Draft Show right after this.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
In a stressful world, Lincoln provides balance and calm amidst the chaos by creating sanctuaries that move you through the world with ease. Our vehicles make your time richer and more uplifting with human-centric design, intelligent technology, and powerful performance. As the official luxury vehicle of the Dallas Cowboys, driving a Lincoln is just another way to show your team pride. Experience our full lineup of luxury vehicles, including the Corsair, Aviator, Navigator, and Nautilus at Lincoln.com.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a three-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them Cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the Cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
This is the DallasCowboys.com Draft Show.
Cowboys fans, stay ready for your spring break adventures with Cowboys Nation Essentials. Visit your local pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience and discover travel accessories, staycation must-haves, and a whole lot more. Welcome back to the Draft Show, where the Dallas Cowboys are on the clock at 26 in the first round of the 2023 Dallas Cowboys.com Draft Show mock draft. All right, Here are some of the names that were recently taken. Will Levis to the Commanders, Broderick Jones to the Steelers, Kalijah Kancey to the Lions, Miles Murphy to the Bucks. Seahawks take Zay Flowers. Michael Mayer goes to the Chargers. Deontay Banks goes to the Ravens. Hendon Hooker, quarterback from Tennessee, goes to the Minnesota Vikings to back up potential his, or I guess that's the replacement potentially for Kirk Cousins.
Get that fifth year on him too, by the way.
Yes, you do. Dalton Kincaid goes to the Jags. Devin Witherspoon to the Giants. And now the Cowboys at 26 have a number of players, including Bijan Robinson, still on the board. Brian, when you're picking this late in the first round, and we heard it from Will McClay, we've heard it from yourself, we've heard it from pretty much everybody that we've talked to, you always want to look for first-round grades.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have left on your board?
Four.
Who are they?
Robinson, Gibbs, Wright, and Johnston. So Johnston, the TCU wide receiver, mm-hmm. Wright, the tackle from Tennessee, Robinson, the runner from Texas, Gibbs, the runner from Alabama. Would be the four first-round guys that I have left on the board.
Oh, God.
And so three offensive guys and a defensive guy.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Excuse me, all four of those are offensive guys.
Yeah. To me, I'm in that mode right now where the best player on my board would be Bijan Robinson. I don't know if it would be the best player on their board. I'm not phobic about position and saying a running back and it's devalued.
I'm not either, especially at this point.
Not at this point, because I only have like 20 first round grades, right? And so I do have some guys left, which I think is very, very encouraging to me. Hyatt helped me, Richardson helped me, Nolan Smith helped me, Banks helped me, you know, as far as Kincaid, those guys, Flowers, those guys kind of helped me. Because on my board they were all like second round guys,
mm-hmm.
So by other teams taking, and I'm not saying that all the picks that I just named aren't good players. They are. They all were.
No, you can go ahead and say that they were terrible picks.
No, yeah. No.
What are these schmucks doing?
No, not
tell
at all.
Me
not
how you feel?
No, not at all. I mean, I feel like to me, like just on my personal board, that's I'm happy. I'm happy that all those second round guys on my board went. And I wonder if the Cowboys are going to be thinking the same thing. Oh, we caught a break here because Hendon Hooker went early. Mm-hmm. Oh, we caught a break because Richardson went. Oh, that helps us too. You know, maybe you only had three first-round grades for quarterbacks, Stroud, Young, Levis. Maybe you only have two. Maybe they don't like, maybe they don't think Levis is a first-round guy. You know, so I think that you definitely got some help if you're a Cowboy. At least on my board, mm-hmm. I got some help. Okay. The Cowboys have proven to me that they will take the best player. They will take the best player. And when you look at all the tape, when you evaluate, regardless of the position, that guy at the University of Texas is the best player on this board. They could absolutely use Johnston, the wide receiver from TCU, But I don't think they have to force that, They could use, Wright, we'll see. I think they want to keep Tyler Smith playing left tackle.
Right.
I don't think they want to.
I think one of the guards would be more in play here than Darnell
exactly.
Wright out of Tennessee.
But on my board, like I say, now we have to think about their board. Torrance, Avia. I'm going to sit here and believe that the Cowboys didn't think that Bijan Robinson was going to be here when they were going to pick. And I think this is like, to me, you've got a one-year deal. I mean, Pollard just signed his tag.
Today.
Yeah. You get a one-year deal for him. Mm-hmm. What are the chances of getting a long-term deal? We'll see. Maybe you don't want to pay long-term deal with him. I think Bijan Robinson coming in here would be just a home run for this offense.
I'm with you.
Running the football the way he
does. I can defend the pick. I'm not with the, oh my gosh, you took Zeke at fourth over. There's a big difference between taking a guy in the top five and then taking him at 26.
Yeah.
You're not paying a ton of money. You can ride out that the fifth-year option with a running back. You're going to get the best years out of him. And do we forget just how good Ezekiel Elliott was at the beginning of his career? That was a smash home run pick. Now, you can question the doubling down and giving him the second contract. That's totally fair. But on his rookie deal, Ezekiel Elliott entered the NFL and was the best running back in football. Bijan Robinson can do the same. And you're talking about the guy that's going to touch the football 20-plus times a game, impact player.
You can throw him the ball, too, and stuff. Yep. You can do
He's
a lot
weapon.
You can do a lot of things with this guy. I'm gonna hand the card in thinking that the Cowboys are going to take the best player on their board. But know that this thing, what just happened is they got some guys along the way that allowed them to at least have four names on my board to look at. And more importantly, it's either the wide receiver or the running back. And so I'm going to take Bijan Robinson here. If you guys have any other thoughts about that,
I'm fine with it.
Feel free to chime in.
Aisha, I want to hear your thoughts on it real quick.
What?
On Bijan.
On them taking him?
Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I mean,
would you take Johnston, the wide receiver? If you had a pick between, say, Johnston, Robinson, Breesy, the defensive tackle from Clemson, maybe Sanders, the linebacker from
Arkansas.
But you know, did Branch didn't go yet either, right?
No, Brian Branch.
I mean, we talked about him. He could play corner. He could play safety. Me personally, I think that I would try and replace Malik Hooker. You know, if you wanted maybe a free safety, that he might be the guy. You know, they might be able to wait. I mean, they might be able to wait into the second or third round, fourth round to draft a running back.
Oh, they certainly could.
But I just don't know how you pass on a talent like that. I just don't.
I don't think you do. No. The conversation here is if he's not there. If he's not there, where would you go?
If he's
Let's
not
think
there,
about that.
I would take Johnston. I would take Johnston.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Me too.
I would take the wide receiver from TCU.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean,
good with it?
What's your biggest concern about this pick? What would be your biggest concern?
Would Bijan?
Yeah.
I don't really have any really serious concerns about them taking a running back.
Any pause? No pause?
No. No. I guess more so what gives me the uncertainty is just in what ways are they going to use him? Granted, I think he can do a lot of everything, but to maximize his potential, how are they going to use him? Mm-hmm. That's my thing is we don't have no real clarity on that because we don't know what this offense is going to look like now.
Right.
So for me, that's the only thing I struggle with is I think he can do it all, but just they can't do what they did with Tony Pollard. Like, he can do so much. And if you are going to take him there, even though it's a first round pick, like, you got to do everything that you can to get him involved. So that's just my thing is what is the vision for him? And if I knew that, I feel like I would be like, heck yeah. But
see,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Say if Kellen Moore was still the offensive coordinator.
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't take this guy.
Absolutely,
you're probably right.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Because we sat there and watched Tony Pollard. Like, I really honestly last year I felt like the national media kind of helped us out a little bit because after what happened at the end of the season, everybody started catching on to the fact that Tony Pollard wasn't involved in this offense. It used to just be us. Like,
right. Yeah.
Why isn't he out there? Whatever. And then after last season, after the San Fran game, everyone started talking about it. And I don't
Where were
know
the touches?
That, and I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if that helped at all, but it shouldn't have took that, yo.
Mm-hmm.
It
yep.
shouldn't have took that. And so with Bijan and him being so special to, like I said, to capitalize everything you can get, especially as a receiver, whatever the case may be, I want to make sure that he's getting, you're going to do. So I guess I would like to know the plan.
Yeah. No, that makes a whole lot of sense. It really
does. Under the Kellen Moore administration, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this, I'm not taking Bijan Robinson because the head coach says he wants to run the ball more, because I think he's not telling the truth there.
Yeah.
I think he's setting it up to, like, I'd like to run the ball, but he's going to end up throwing the ball.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
To be bombing it.
This is a scenario where it's shown just how easily, one, he could be off the board. Because he could have been taken at any of those spots, like you said, with the second-round picks that were selected beforehand. It could have been taken. But it also shows just how easily he can fall.
Absolutely.
To 26.
Yeah.
And he's there. So Bijan Robinson's the pick. Somebody call Brian Anger. He needs that number 5 shipped to him very quickly. All right. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock. Let's fly through these final 5 picks because we've got a show coming up after us. Aisha, you're on the clock with the Bills.
So let me see. So the Bills, from my understanding, looking into some of their stuff, they definitely need somebody opposite of – they're not getting enough opposite of
Diggs.
Diggs right now.
Mm.
So maybe a Quentin Johnston is that guy.
They would jump up and down.
Yep.
They would absolutely be doing backflips if Quentin Johnston fell to them. All right, the Bengals on the clock. That is Zach Wilchuk.
We don't know what's going down with their offensive tackle situation. I know that technically Lyle Collins is still there. Mm-hmm. Jonah Williams might get traded. You got Darnell Wright that has fallen into your lap. I'm going to give them Darnell Wright, the tackle out of Tennessee.
That's a really good
pick. That's good because they dang sure need a tackle.
Yeah, they do.
That's a really good pick.
Keep Joe Burrow standing up.
All right, New Orleans is on the clock here. I've got New Orleans. Man, this is tough. I feel like everything just dried up for me right as we were getting into that. Those last four picks, Witherspoon, Robinson, Johnston, and Wright, right before the New Orleans hits. I think New Orleans is going to take a chance here on a guy like Brian Breesy out of Clemson. I think you're going to take that shot here. He's going to help that defensive line. That's probably their number one need. I'm going to take Breesy here, and it's the back end of the first round.
Yeah.
I think that's a good spot for him to fall. And then, Brian, you've got the Eagles and you've got the Chiefs.
Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to take...
Don't say it.
This is interesting. Corner. Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to take Emmanuel Forbes, the cornerback out of Mississippi State.
That would be
I knew he was going to say
just
it.
Just a crusher.
Yeah. I'm hurt.
But it's a good pick.
Yeah.
And he's the best corner left.
I think they're going to take Emmanuel Forbes. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking right now at a situation where I think they're going to edge, tackle, wide receiver, defensive line real quick, Brian. I'm assuming they're going to take DeJuan Jones, the massive tackle from Ohio State.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go help him out.
Because they just lost Wiley, their right tackle.
Yeah, exactly. So I think DeJuan Jones.
Just paid some money up front, too.
Right.
That would be a good pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that does it. That's all 31 picks of the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys selecting Bijan Robinson at pick number 26. Lots of great names still on board, though, as we go into the second round.
That's absolutely how it's going to be. At first, I felt bad about my Falcons pick when I picked Jalen Hyatt. But then I thought to myself, it's the Falcons.
The thing is that's the great thing. I think you did. I think the pick with that pick, and then also the pick of Hendon Hooker. You just don't know what teams are going to do, how they got this board set up and stuff. So I thought that was, instead of saying chalk, I think you kind of put it together pretty good.
Yeah, lots of fun. I had a blast with it. We'll be back next Wednesday with the entire crew to break it all down. Maybe we'll hear some more little rumblings of how that first round could go by the time that comes around. For Chris Beam in the back, Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Aisha Morrison, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from the Draft Show. We'll see you next Wednesday.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!